Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Jo Reed. Robin Witten, the founder of Audiophile, is with me. And of course, she's going to be with me for the whole week. Hey, Robin, how are you?
I'm fine, Jo. And boy, am I looking forward to some conversations this week.
How many mysteries are we going to talk about, Robin?
Well, we have two.
Oh, okay, really. Good. Yeah. So where are we going to begin?
Well, we're actually going to begin in the South, where actually we kind of stay again. We're going to start with The American Daughters by Maurice Carlos Ruffin and read by Lynette R. Freeman.
Oh, I've been hearing a lot about this book.
Oh, it's a very interesting book set just before the Civil War in New Orleans, and it is really quite an inspiring story of resistance by enslaved women. It not only gives you quite a feeling for the times, but the grit and determination of these women who became spies and saboteurs, even while some of them were still enslaved. We have a young woman, Audie, and a free Creole woman, Lenore, who actually runs an inn, who become friends and collaborators. So the story centers around them.
And it's so interesting setting it in New Orleans. I know Ruffin is from New Orleans. He was a lawyer there, because they have so many different, layers of people.
Yes.
People of color who are free, namely Creole people who are who are not free. It's so textured in New Orleans.
Yes, and I think one of the wonderful things about hearing this, Lynette Freeman has a wonderful voice that really captures this period in a very interesting way, with a deep resonance, and yet she really reflects the steel behind these women, both enslaved and free. And, they are determined to be free, and all of them, and to be out from under this male domination and slavery.
Well, Lynette R. Freeman also narrated, I think it was in fall last year, In Search of Our Mother's Gardens by Alice Walker, which is really one of my favorite pieces of writing. And she just did it so beautifully.
Well, she's been recording for a long time, and she has, I never have actually listened to something by her before. She does a lot of romance. This has so much emotional tone to it. I loved her voice. It's very silky and yet very powerful.
Yeah, I know with In Search of Our Mother's Gardens, you know what it's like when there's a text you know really, really well. Mm. I used to teach it. I really know this well. So I have a sense of the way it's sounding in my head. Mm. And so sometimes when you hear somebody else read it, you're taken aback. I'm taken aback. Mm. But she was so good. I mean, so perfect. It wasn't like the voice in my head. It gave it a whole new dimension, which I so appreciated.
Well, that, that is quite the magic of audiobooks, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And I think sometimes authors will say that. That's not quite sometimes that's not quite what I had in my head, but wow, when I heard the...
Wow, is it good?
We don't know.
Why wasn't it in my head?
We don't know what Mr. Ruffin has to say about this, but it certainly is quite a fabulous listening experience.
Why don't we hear a little bit? Do you need to set this up for us?
I think this is we've got both Lenore and Audie in this scene.
Okay, this is The American Daughters by Maurice Carlos Ruffin, and it's read by Lynette R. Freeman.
The banner, procured by Lenore, hung beneath the crown molding and proclaimed Quadroon Ball. Audie stood below the cursed thing, wrestling in the mud of these men's desires. Ari's dark, thin shoulders shone glorious like blackberries in moonlight above the peach fabric of her dress. Quadroon Ball evoked visions of grandeur, of wealthy, powerful, refined men engaging in light scandal out of view of their pale, dismissive wives back on their slave labor camps, also called plantations.
a powerful narration of a powerful text.
Really. And really worth listening to. And so, you know, everybody's talking about this book, and we can recommend it in its audio form very much.
Lovely. Okay. The American Daughters by Maurice Carlos Ruffin, read by Lynette R. Freeman. Thank you so much, Robin. That's a really good beginning. And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right. We will, Joe.
Support for Behind the Mic comes from the number one New York Times best-selling author and award-winning Today Show co-anchor, Savannah Guthrie, and her new book, Mostly What God Does, available everywhere now. And don't forget to follow Behind the Mic wherever you get your podcasts. Leave us that rating at Apple because it does help people to find us. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.